There is the beautiful story
of the great yajna of Daksha, in which Sati was very much anxious to attend. Sati begged permission from her consort, Lord Shiva, and he warned her that you should not go to this yajna, because your father is feeling very disrespectful toward me, and therefore he did not invite me to come at all. But Sati, very much being wanting to have that social relationship with her sisters and mother and all other relatives, she very much insisted on going. So Lord Shiva, after warning her, he sent some of his assistants to accompany her. When she arrived, she saw how Daksha was so terribly disrespecting Lord Shiva. He didn't even recognize his own daughter or greet her because of a relationship with Shankar. So considering that she had seen such a terrible offense against such a great Vaishnav, such a divine personality, she did not want to any longer have any physical relationship with Daksha. So after pronouncing her purpose, that she could not live any longer in a body that had witnessed such a Vaishnav aparad to someone so beloved as her own consort, she dressed herself in saffron cloth, and she sat in meditation. As she was meditating on the lotus feet of her beloved husband, Shiva, she invoked the fire element within her body, and her body lit into flames. And right in front of everybody's eyes, it began to burn. At that time, Daksha realized the offense he had committed. But it was too late, because Shiva, who had heard the news, had already sent Virbhadra and other of his very, very powerful associates. And they came forward and started destroying the various Brahmins who were supervising the yajna. And it was supposed to be a sacrifice of a goat at the end of the yajna. So one of Shiva's attendants, I believe it was Virbhadra, took Daksha and placed him on the chopper that was meant for the goat and chopped off Daksha's head. And it was a grand festival of violence. And later on, Lord Shiva granted Daksha the benediction where he could come back to life, but he was given the head of the goat. Anyways, after this took place, it is explained in the Puranas that Lord Shiva picked up the body of Sati because he was so attached to it. Although it was dead, her soul had already left. And he began to dance in the ecstasy of separation from Sati Devi. And as he was dancing, he was dancing and dancing, but he couldn't give up his attachment to her and to her, the form that he was holding. So out of great mercy, Lord Vishnu, to break the attachment of Shiva, he took his Sudarshan Chakra and chopped Sati's body into 52 pieces. And those 52 pieces flew and landed in different places in the world. And each of those places is considered a great holy place, or a Tirtha. So the right ankle of Sati Devi fell in the place where this well is. And later on, this beautiful deity of Kali Devi manifested. So this took place back in the Sati Yuga. And Of course, we know the story of how Sati, because she was meditating on Shiva, she took birth again as Himavati, or Parvati, the daughter of Himavan, the king of the Himalayas, and she was later reunited in marriage with Lord Shiva after performing great, great tapasya. So this deity of Vajrakali, which manifested in this very place, has been here since time immemorial. And it is explained that before the battle of Kurukshetra, the Pandavas and Krishna, they came here and they worshipped Vajrakali for the strength to defeat the Kurus. Following social etiquette, Krishna directed the Pandavas in this way. And they also went to receive the blessings of Lord Shiva Mahadev at a nearby by temple called Taneshwar Mahadev. In fact, Kurukshetra is this whole area of many hundreds of miles in this area is Kurukshetra battlefield. This is the heart of it. But until recently, this particular village was known as Taneshwar because it is the place of this very, very famous deity of Lord Shiva, which is not far from here. Hopefully you can all go there tomorrow if there's time. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Kurukshetra, according to the members of the Gaudiya Math, they described that he visited Sanihit, Ramasrovar, Jyotisar, and he also visited Taneshwar Mahadev, and he came to offer his pranams in the mood of a devotee, in the mood of Bhagavan. He was coming to give his darshan in the presence of Vajrakali. So this is a very, very holy and sacred place. Let us offer our respectful obeisances and let us pray to Kali Mata, who is a great divine servant of the Lord, that she may destroy all demoniac obstacles in our own hearts so that we can forever, without any reservation or interruption, engage in the loving service of Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Sri Sri Nithai Gaura Chandra, and their beloved devotees. Nithai Gopre Anandi.